This audio was taken from the April 10, 1976 Rosary Vigil recording, when Veronica of the Cross read out loud the same story given to her by Jesus 2 days before. In this important infancy narrative for the world, Jesus is not dictating word for word as an executive might do with a secretary, as you will plainly see. But the Son of God is clearly and directly inspiring or illuminating, some might say infusing, Veronica, a mere mortal, as she employs her natural faculties. Jesus states, quote, "As I give this to you," end quote. And so our Lord is certainly giving truths, facts, and explanations, which Veronica, quote, will write exactly, end quote. It would be likened to the Gospel writers, whose accounts have always been taught by the Church as the inspired Word of God, but certainly not each word dictated from on high. Even as God inspired and preserved from ever the work of the scribes, he still was using human instruments in their respective personality, style, and gifts. In any case, this is a beautiful, penetrating catechism lesson for Christmas that anyone can profit from, and that is sorely needed in this world of darkness, where ignorance, confusion, and heresy abound.
You set up the tape. It's very important, Our Lady said in Jesus, that you get this completely. On April the 8th, 1976, Jesus came to me and said, "Veronica, you will write exactly as I give this to you. You will call it the story of the virgin birth." In this year of 1976, there are intellectuals, theologians, scientists, and so forth, who question the virgin birth of Mary, the Mother of God. Do you not understand the almighty power of God? Nothing is impossible for or to him. Let me, in my humble learning limitations, try to explain to you what the Eternal Father did for mankind. When God created Adam, then gave him woman, Eve, to be part and companion to him, they were the first man and woman upon earth, created in the image of God. Satan, the high fallen angel, who had been cast out of heaven because he sought to dethrone God the Father and take over heaven, well, Satan went after Eve to tempt her to disobey God. He succeeded, and Adam and Eve, yes, Eve made Adam follow her in sin and were cast out of paradise. God the Father told Eve, "I will multiply thy sorrows and thy conceptions." Hear that, all of you abortion advocates. God creates life in his conceptions. God said that he will place life within her Eve and her offspring. Then God said, "In sorrow shall thou bring forth children." This sorrow being pain, trial, and labor, and thou shalt be under thy husband's power. You must observe that, all women's liberationers. You shall bring forth children and be under thy husband's power. And he shall have dominion over thee. Man shall guide woman and be the head. Adam was given to labor and toil all of his lifetime, to work, to eat, and survive. Heaven was closed until a most perfect sacrifice could be made to open the gates to a fallen mankind. The sad Father in heaven had a plan, and the prophets revealed this plan of God to mankind and wrote this plan down as part of the testimony in the Bible. The seed, S-E-E-D, that God spoke of in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, that Mary, the seed that Mary carried within her, was Jesus, and Satan had his seed. the bad angels, the fallen angels, the demons that were cast out of heaven with him, and those that he would claim in his future upon earth, the souls and fallen humans condemned to hell. So you see, with Jesus, God the Father meant that Mary would lead the fight against Satan, of course, all under the direction of the Trinity, until she would crush his head, his rule, and he, the snake Satan, would lie in wait, knowing the plan. Hence, Satan knew he would have only so much time to seduce, to capture souls for his kingdom of hell, to take them in anger and frustration away from their Creator, God the Father in heaven. So you see, Satan wants souls to spite God, and then he will torture them forever in hell. So why must you fall into his trap? Joseph was betrothed, that means engaged, to Mary. Before they were presented to each other, that is, came together to prepare for marriage, Mary was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. This was before she was married. It was a supernatural manifestation by God. The seed, the child, was placed into the womb by God, the Eternal Father, without having known man. No contact physically with man in intercourse. Mary was pure, a virgin forever. It was God's plan. Of course, Mary understood. The angel explained to her before, but Joseph was confused and scared, and loving Mary, wanted to hide her away until after the birth, fearing that the people would not understand.
But God sent an angel to him to explain what was going on, that it was all God's plan, that this was the Messiah promised, and that Mary
was chosen to be the mother of the Son of God, the Savior of his people from their sins. Joseph was much relieved and prayed, and then was given the grace to understand all. The angel explained that God the Father was sad that Satan had taken so many souls away from him, so he had to send his only begotten Son to try to save them, as many as would listen and believe after the coming sacrifice. Yes, Joseph knew the life ahead for Mary and Jesus, and the sacrifice to come, and the part he would have in their lives. God made it all known to him and gave him strength and purpose. When Joseph experienced the birth of Jesus, there was never a chance to doubt. He saw Mary fall into a deep sleep, and he felt a change come over him, a sense of divine presence. A great light encased the area of the stable, and before his very eyes, with no physical effort on the part of Mary, and Mary remained covered by a coverlet in her sleep, fully clothed, the Christ child appeared, like from out of nowhere, onto the prepared bed of straw and cloth. Joseph looked into the eyes of this newborn babe, born in a manner only begot by God alone, beyond most human understanding, a painless birth, a supernatural birth, with no passage from the vagina, his entrance into the world resembling in human form any other baby. But this was not an ordinary human being. This is God, the Son of God, just taking upon himself a human form to come to mankind as recognizable in a body, to walk among mankind, to plead the cause for heaven, to awaken a fallen mankind to the necessity to understand the Eternal Father, to follow his plan to reach heaven, to save their eternal living soul, their immortal being, their souls. Yes, the Son of God performed miracles. Those who saw believed, and some saw, but believed but for a short time, until Satan blinded them or closed their hearts. Graces in abundance were given, cures of body and spirit, and yet he was persecuted and his body killed upon the cross. The sacrifice most perfect, to die in body so that others may live in the spirit forever with him in heaven. To you, Father, I commend my spirit. I must also add that Mary was born without original sin. She bore not the taint of Eve. As Mary's coming was planned by God way before St. Anne brought her into the world, she was written of in the Old Testament, quote, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God is with us. Joseph called him Jesus. The Greek and Latin form of the late Hebrew and Aramaic name, Yeshua, meaning the Lord is salvation. Blessed Mary, ever virgin, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus spoke simply to mankind if one would only try to listen. He said, "Let the dead bury the dead." Obviously, as Jesus went about, he found some peoples already with dead souls among the dead bodies, already lost to heaven, too hardened to come back, loving their sin too much to give it up to save their souls. Are you a soul living in the light on the way to heaven? Or do you suffer a darkness of the spirit on the road to death of your soul, to be claimed by Satan, eternally damned? There is still time to get on to the right road. Won't you please come back and follow my direction?
Veronica, when was that given to you, the message?
Turn on the light, please.
Light?
This was given, dictated to me by Jesus, with Our Lady present, towards the end of the message at 2 a.m. on the morning of April the 8th, 1976. I was very surprised because I was about to retire, having spent quite a time doing Our Lady's written work and answering letters, when Jesus said, "Veronica, penance, more penance is needed." I understood Jesus. You see, anything that is difficult, like Jesus said, penance is hard, but at the end of penance is a great joy. So anything, even if you have to stay up later at night to do some work involving the work of God, Jesus will call anything that's difficult penance. And so it was at 2 a.m. on the morning of April the 8th, 1976, Jesus said, "Much penance is needed because of the vile defamation of my mother and the manner in which I was born. It is for this reason that much suffering shall be sent upon mankind unless," and I say unless, Jesus said, "for all punishment is conditional to man's response. Unless there is penance and atonement made to the Eternal Father for the abominations and sins being committed in your world," Jesus said, "and now rampant throughout my churches, my church, the universal Roman Catholic Church upon earth."
Your generosity and financial assistance is greatly appreciated at this time and needed. We appeal to you because it is you that we depend on. It is because of your prayers and your assistance that we are where we are today. Your tax-deductible contribution is fuel in our tank that runs this machine. St. Michael's is the one apostolate committing to bringing this urgent and soul-saving message to the world. You're not going to get this message anywhere else. So if your intention is truly to propagate the faith and save souls for heaven, well, here's your chance. Send your letters today to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. Please know that whatever you do send is deeply appreciated by all of us at St. Michael's World Apostolate. Our mailing address again is St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. Our website, www.smwa.org. And may Our Lady bless you.